Now, 2018 has, well, let's be honest, barely begun, and already we're seeing a fair amount of concern about the death toll on New South Wales roads. Now, of course, authorities are scrambling for solutions to this, and Transport Minister Melinda Pavey had one solution that looked at truck drivers, and she wanted a high-tech idea. The idea was maybe something that monitored alertness, monitored truck drivers' eye control, and maybe even delivered a bit of a shock or a bit of an alert if they seemed to be dropping their attention. Now, the technology looks promising to many people, but of course, truckies are saying that the real problem lies elsewhere. Now, Bernard Carlin is Executive Director at the Transport for New South Wales Centre for Road Safety. Bernard, a very good morning to you.
Yes, good morning.
Now, let's talk about the statistics before we jump into solutions. We've already seen, I think, 27 lives lost on the road just this year. And last year saw a fairly stiff increase in fatalities from heavy truck crashes, didn't it?
Yeah, look, tragically, again, the road toll was up last year, 392 fatalities on our roads across the state. And the heavy vehicle truck crashes increased significantly by around 25, up to 81 fatalities from trucks involving heavy vehicles across New South Wales. And in particular in the regional areas, we had seen a fairly steady decline over the last decade, and then over the last 3 years, some increase in the urban areas in relation to heavy vehicle crashes. But yes, we had a really significant rise last year. In those crashes, about 40% of those crashes, the heavy vehicle was deemed to be the key vehicle in the crash. Now, that means that the interaction within multi-vehicle crashes, many times other vehicles on the road are actually making the error which actually initiates the circumstances where the crash occurs. And of course, with heavy vehicles, their size, weight and speed clearly makes the outcomes much worse in a crash.
Now, the Minister's suggestions around these high-tech solutions, I think we were looking at eye tracking and even a wristband that monitored biometrics for heart rate and sweat levels and the like. I think for many people, that was the first time we'd heard of any such technology. Is this something that Transport for New South Wales has been looking into?
Absolutely. We have a road safety technology area that monitors all of these new technologies that come in to the market. And look, many of our top-tier heavy vehicle truck operators currently use these technologies. So they have been around for a little while, particularly the eye tracking devices, which actually monitor the blink rate of the eye, but also the angle of the head, so that if somebody's turned their head away or they've dropped off to sleep, it's monitored, can give an alarm. In some circumstances, actually, as the minister was saying, shock the driver by giving a pulse through the seat, so a vibration in the seat, or even on the steering column. So there's these technologies are out there and being used. They have a tremendous benefit, particularly for the heavy vehicle industry in monitoring drivers. There are back-to-base systems as well, which actually monitor drivers on the road and actually identify when a driver might be behaving in a way that actually sees them leaving the lane too often. And there are also automatic emergency braking systems within heavy vehicles as well that we're starting to see come into our passenger vehicles. So these technologies are available. Their penetration into the fleet is limited at this point, but they show great promise for reducing crashes. Most of the research shows that both those lane assist and automatic emergency braking and fatigue monitoring systems actually will provide a tremendous benefit in reducing road trauma.
Now, of course, truck drivers are saying that this is more of a band-aid solution. It's not looking at the integral issues that lead to the fatigue of drivers.
Look, I think anything, this is a complex area. There are lots of factors that contribute to a crash happening, including, as I've said, the behaviour of other road users, the design of the road. Mm. Now, we know that where we have median separation, so either barrier systems in the middle of the road or on the side of the road, that dramatically has a significant impact on reducing crash outcomes, which reduces trauma. So you're less likely to hit a tree, you're less likely to cross over the middle of the road and have a head-on crash. So there's lots of factors that we need to take into account in tackling the road toll. Fatigue is one of those. That's actually now the second highest contributing factor to all of our road fatality crashes, behind speed, excessive speed. And so, we need to tackle the problem by having safer roads as well as safer vehicles, and then safer behaviours on our roads as well. Really important that, we manage the fatigue of professional drivers, because clearly they're on the road all the time doing their job, and we need a regime in place, which we do have in terms of fatigue management, and we need to make sure that people are adhering to that so that people are not driving when they're tired.
Just finally, given the stats we were talking about at the start when we started chatting, is it safe to say that this will be a big focus for Transport for New South Wales this year?
Absolutely. Look, the Minister is actually very concerned and committed to making sure that we turn the road toll around and move back towards our long-term trajectory we've been on, which is towards zero. No death on our road is acceptable, and all of these crashes are actually preventable if we design a safe system with safer vehicles and safer people who are motivated and compliant with the road rules, as well as having safer roads.
Bernard Carlin, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Bernard Carlin, the Executive Director of the Centre for Road Safety for Transport for New South Wales.